High Definition Sound Online. The time now is 11:30. It's time for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Claire Martin.
Hello, this week we bring you the first half of a concert given by Anglo-American bassist Yannick Gwizdala. This set was recorded at the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh at the end of March. Electric bassist Gwizdala is joined by Gary Husband on piano and keyboard, drummer Louis Palmer and saxophonist Bob Reynolds. To comment on this gig is music journalist Rob Adams from the Herald newspaper. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Claire.
Nice to hear from you. And Sebastian Scotney from the website London Jazz, who interviewed Yannick recently. Welcome, Sebastian.
Hi, nice to be here.
So let's get into the music very quickly. But Rob, you saw this gig live, didn't you?
I've actually been greedy. I saw the band the night after this show at the Jazz Bar, and I've also been listening to the tape, so I've got a double helping.
Great. And Sebastian, why do you think we haven't heard more of Yannick in this country?
Well, he's based in New York and Los Angeles, and he doesn't have manager and agent. He believes in the power of modern communications to do his marketing for him. And it tends to be, this whole tour got started by a Facebook thing that he and Bob Reynolds did, who fancies coming and hearing us in Europe. And they kind of built it. They DIY built it from there, which has mixed results. It had an incredible result in Leeds, where a promoter really grabbed the bull by the horns, pre-sold a gig, delivered tickets. I wish I knew the name.
He's a nice guy. There's a jazz fan. But if you're not familiar with Yannick Gwizdala, Yannick's initial musical interest was with classical guitar and drums before being turned on to electric bass by his friend and future mentor bassist extraordinaire Lawrence Cottle. Bob Reynolds, who he met at Berkeley, is an LA-based saxophonist. He's a graduate from Berkeley and a four-time winner of ASCAP's Young Jazz Composer Award. Louis Palmer, who's on drums, also a graduate, has been playing the drums since the age of four, and he's from a very musical family. His father is also a drummer. He won a scholarship to Berkeley and is one of the most dynamic and in-demand drummers on the scene. Rob, it might be quite daunting for him as a drummer playing with Gary Husband on the piano, because, of course, Gary also is such a phenomenal drummer.
Well, it didn't come across as daunting when I heard it. He was completely in control of what was going on. And I find Louis absolutely fascinating, actually, because he doesn't use hanging toms. It's a three-drum kit he has. Okay. But there's a real sort of undercurrent going on with the bass drum and the floor tom and the snare drum.
And, of course, Gary Husband, one of the most astonishingly gifted musicians I've ever met. He's a jazz rock drummer and pianist and a band leader. His career spans over two decades. He's worked with Billy Cobb and Mike Stern and are very associated with Alan Holdsworth music and, of course, was the drummer with Level 42. So let's get into the first tune. This is by saxophonist Bob Reynolds and it's called Feedback.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
That was feedback from Yannick Guisdallo on electric bass, joined by Gary Husband on piano and keyboard, drummer Louis Palmer and saxophonist Bob Reynolds. So, Rob Adams, Sebastian Scotney, let's hear your comments. Rob?
The feel on that number just grabs you.
Absolutely.
It's also a great melody, which grabs you also, but the feel of it just draws you into the music.
That was a 15-minute piece of music, Sebastian. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, but there's an infectious sense of real rhythmic drive right through it, and that comes from the way Yannick plays the bass. I mean, he's just on it the whole time, isn't he?
Absolutely. They're really tight. And also, I was thinking at the beginning, it's going to be one of those long saxophone introductions, and it was, but it was brilliant. It was very, very thrilling. And then when the groove came in, it was great, wasn't it? Just couldn't wait.
Yeah, and Bob Reynolds has done a lot of touring with singer-songwriter John Mayer, and you know he's used to those sort of grabbing attention through fairly short solos, and that's what he does. I mean, he's used to the commercial sphere. Most of his visits to the UK until this tour have been in that context. So, you know, John Mayer, Albert Hall, that kind of thing, rather than stretching out on his own compositions. He knows how to grab the attention, absolutely.
Were you familiar with the saxophonist, Rob?
I wasn't, to be honest, no. But I found his sound really kind of endearing and attractive. But I think the thing about the whole band for me is the solo building aspect. They really know how to take their ideas somewhere.
Was the audience, you know, able to go with it? I mean, that 15 minutes, as I said before, it didn't feel like that, but were they able to really, you know, grab the attention and keep everybody there?
The audience didn't want the tune to stop.
Fantastic. Well, let's hear Yannick introduced the next tune.
And we're going to continue with a tune of Bob's called What She Didn't Say.
What She Didn't Say, a composition by saxophonist Bob Reynolds and played from Yannick Guisdallo on electric bass, joined with Gary Husbin on piano and keyboard, drummer Louis Palmer and saxophonist and writer of that tune, Bob Reynolds. Jazz Lineup recorded this set and I'm talking to journalists Rob Adams and Sebastian Scotney. So, Rob, they played that track on the night you were there?
They did indeed. The thing that struck me about that track and Bob's playing in particular, it reminded me of John Clemmer, which is not a name you hear very much these days, but certainly back in the 70s, John Clemmer was doing a lot of that kind of loop effect with the saxophone and very kind of dreamy. I found that very interesting because it's, although it reminded me of the 70s, it still sounded very current.
And Sebastian, your ideas about Bob Reynolds?
He and Yannick have this internet presence then, and they've tried to use it. Rather than going through the traditional routes of managers and agents, they've placed this tour through just starting it off on Facebook. And these are entrepreneurial characters. They don't wait around for permission and for gatekeepers to open doors for them. They just go and they do it, and they follow their luck where they find it. There's something which is actually in Rob's interview in the Glasgow Herald, which when I talked to Yannick a little while ago, he came up with, is that he actually, in his teenage years, he was in elite sport. He was in the British junior kayaking team. And there is a drive, a kind of locker room drive that comes from having been exposed to that. I think also, I mean, that there's Michael Janish, in a way, is similar, because he was an American football running back and ran ridiculous times for the 400 metres. And if you've grown up really in a competitive environment and you take those kind of skills and that kind of drive into music, it happens, and you make it happen. You don't wait around for other people to make it happen.
I actually spoke to Yannick about management. Just before I spoke to him, someone had said, I'll be your manager. And Yannick said, well, if you be my manager, you're going to have to sort of double what I do, and that might not be possible. So he's not really interested, unless someone can come along and sort of take him up several stages. He's not really interested in management, unless he's managing himself.
The thing about management is they take a slice of the jazz pie, and the jazz pie's not that big anyway, and then
you've got
agents taking slices, and in the end there's nothing left. But anyway, they've managed to do it brilliantly, and they've proven that it can be done. And here we are talking about them on Jazz Lineup, so I think they've done very well. Let's hear the next track from their set. And this is another Bob Reynolds composition. And this is called Can't Wait for Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Bob Reynolds on tenor saxophone. Gary Husband at the piano.
That was the track Can't Wait for Perfect, played by the Yannick Gwizdala Quartet. Yannick on electric bass, joined by Gary Husband on piano and keyboard, drummer Louis Palmer and saxophonist Bob Reynolds. Sebastian, that was lovely, cruisy, lovely, Spartan, yeah. Groovy. That was very haunting. Again, those effects playing quite a big part in Bob Reynolds' performance.
Yeah, I mean, it just the time passes quite quickly when you're listening to it. It's great.
And Rob, that's also the title of Bob's new CD, isn't it?
That's right. The CD just came out either just before the tour started or just during the tour. I forget which.
So let's just talk about, before we play the last track, let's talk about the influence that the wonderful Lawrence Cuttle had over Yannick, because, as you just said earlier on, it is really all Lawrence's fault, in effect.
Yes, I mean, when Yannick was home educated in Mitcham, and he just, with this magnetic presence of Lawrence, and they apparently, what Yannick told me was that they spent a lot of time sort of learning circus tricks. He learned to catch swords and eat fire and that sort of thing in the back garden.
It's good training, you know, for the jazz life.
Yeah. They've been watching too much Jaco Pastorius together, perhaps that's what it was. But Lawrence is fantastic at that, terrific juggler and all sorts of...
It comes through in the music as well. I mean, there are stylistic similarities. I mean, the voices are similar. I mean, Yannick, I think, has his own voice, as does Lawrence, but they are clearly... Yannick has clearly been influenced in a big way by Lawrence.
Yeah, but Yannick was actually a drummer, I think, the day he went to see... It was a band. I'm not too sure which band it was, but it was Ian Thomas and Lawrence were the rhythm sections. It might have been a Jim Mullen gig in Croydon. And the day after, he went out and bought a bass guitar. So, sorry, Lawrence, but it's your fault.
We're talking of Lawrence Cutcliffe. We all want to go and support a gig that's happening at the Pizza Express and sort of point the finger at Lawrence and finger of blame for all of this. He's playing with Dave Ohm's Unit of Resistance, and they're doing a very special gig on Tuesday, the 22nd of May, at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho. Described as a powerhouse drummer, Dave Ohm is on the drums, Lawrence Cottle, as I mentioned, on bass, Paul Stacey's on the guitar, and the special guest is Nigel Hitchcock on saxophone, and that's Dave Ohm's Unit of Resistance, playing for one night only, Tuesday the 22nd of May at the Pizza Express. That's going to be a really good night. So let's go to the last piece of today's concert set. And this piece was written by Yannick and it's dedicated to his wife. And it's called Bethany. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Bob Reynolds on tenor saxophone.
Bethany, written and played by Yannick Guisdala on bass, with Gary Husband on piano and keyboard, drummer Louis Palmer and saxophonist Bob Reynolds. So it's quite epic, really, wasn't it? I feel quite spent after listening to all that. Really
spacious.
Dynamic.
Spacious. Definitely spacious.
And very passionate. Rob?
I think it's the dynamics. They have this thing where they... I relate it to kind of James Brown back in the days when the band would just stop and it'd go back and build up again. They do that quite a lot. And they do it very, very well. I think that you're saying they're epic, that there is that quality too.
Mm.
But it's the way they all work together. And the dynamic of the band is a very sort of together dynamic.
Mm. Fantastic. Really did sound like a band that... had put
Well, they benefit together. from having been on tour and doing these dates together, and just the life on the road. And
do you think they'll come back? Do you think they'll have rebookings from this?
I think they will. I mean, they are open to those kind of offers. And when they were in London, they played in a completely new venue which had this kind of music in it for the very first time, which was the basement of Patrick's Bar in Crystal Palace. So they're actually driving and innovating, and this British jazz community has got so much life to make these kind of things happen and to keep them happening.
They also played in a venue that had never had a jazz gig before in Glasgow. The Mansion House, and the basement is used for comedy.
Mm.
And
there's a backstory there that probably doesn't need to go on
air.
Yeah,
well, they didn't go into too much comedy.
So thank you to Rob Adams from the Herald newspaper. Well,
thank you, Claire.
And to Sebastian Scottney from the website London Jazz.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks for your comments. That set was from Yannick Guisdala and was recorded at the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh. Well, that's it for this week. Join Julian Joseph next week for an interview with Colin Townes. And Kevin Lejeune's Pick of the Past looks at Courtney Pine's first album, and the feature Now is the Time. Jazz on 3 for Monday night presents Les Diaboliques, recorded live in concert in Germany. But from me, Claire Martin, until next time, bye-bye.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. 18th century Czech concertos for a good deal of this opening couple of hours. A flute concerto, a violin concerto, and a couple for the horn. Some of the composers' names may be familiar. Rossetti, for example. Others? Well, what about this first one? Pokorny. There were a good many Czech musicians called Pokorny working in the 18th century, and this is Franz, or František Xaver Pokorny. His sister, perhaps unusually for the time, was a virtuoso horn player, so he probably wrote this horn concerto for her. Look out for the double stopping in the first movement cadenza. The horn player is Radek Baborak with the Prague Chamber Orchestra.